You're listening to SBS News.
My shin girls.
Amira Silo is carefully packing her bag before training. She's one of the many Yazidi refugees in Toowoomba who are part of a program hoping to give migrants a taste of the sport. The 21-year-old moved to Australia in 2023 and says playing the sport has helped her build English skills and meet new people.
Like, I don't know, like, the speaking, and like, I don't know anybody. Like, difficult, like, the first time we live it in, like, different country. Like, when I go to the hockey, like, we make a friend and we're training together and we're talking together and we're running together. Everything is together.
Toowoomba has the largest Yazidi population in Australia, according to data from the last census. Many now call the regional centre their home after fleeing Islamic State in northern Iraq and Syria. This hockey initiative is aiming to build language skills and a sense of belonging for a community with complex needs. 18-year-old Asmahan Kalka is also one of the program's participants.
Hockey Australia has helped us to forget what we've endured before coming to Australia. It has helped us Yazidis to be happier, and that's what I like about it most.
Now, and we'll start our session down this way, and Maan, you can head down, and then we can basically work one-on-one for a little bit and join in with them.
Helping to run the program every Friday is Toowoomba Hockey Association manager Jesse McCartney. He says improving self-esteem has helped some Yazidis to find employment.
We knew that when they first came that they would be nervous and their English language was still developing and they've never played the sport before. So it was really important that we had a very nurturing environment that was just about building connections with people. And what we've learnt through the Belonging Hockey program is that we actually have to create an environment where people feel like they belong, and then that integration happens automatically.
A big part of making the program accessible is through providing transport to training. Locals like Jeff and Karen Murdoch are some of the many retirees that volunteer each week. They drive Amira to practice and also help out on the field. Karen says she's made many new young friends, which makes her feel younger too.
We felt, these kids deserve to have people welcome them into their circle. And, it took a little while, but I think they come out here and they have found their group. We've been welcomed into their homes at different times for cups of tea and meals. And I think, they have looked upon us as mentors and almost grandparents. So, we've just lapped it up and loved it.
Jeff says bringing together locals and the refugee community has also helped break down misconceptions about refugees.
I had no understanding of their plight when we first started. I hadn't heard of Yazidis and where they came from, and we've done quite a bit of research on it. And just you get a much better understanding of what they've been through, what they're trying to deal with. And it makes it a lot more caring and understanding of people.
Some of these players, like Amira, have also joined local hockey clubs. Jesse again.
We're really lucky in Australia that a lot of our regional centres have the ability to take in refugees. And I think the shift that has to happen in our thinking is that diversity improves the health of our sports associations.
Jasmine Cheong, SBS News.